Welcome to Respect Life Radio. My name is Deacon Jeff Bennett with Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Denver. Today, my special guest is Sunit Seleski, who is the manager. What is your title?
Director.
Excuse me. I didn't know I was sitting with a director. Director of Marisol Health up in
Lafayette.
Lafayette. That would be Lafayette, Colorado.
Lafayette, Colorado.
Okay, terrific. So we're here today to really find out more about Marisol Health. What do you do? Who do you serve? And then we'll go into some other questions, because there's been a lot of false narratives in the media that I'd like to kind of cover. But just so to start off with, Marisol Health, what do you do and who do you serve?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me.
No problem.
Marisol Health, we operate two clinics across the Front Range of Colorado, and we offer not only this whole continuum of care of social supportive services, but also comprehensive OBGYN care. So we do everything from pregnancy testing and ultrasounds to annual exams and problem gynecological appointments.
Easy for you to say.
Exactly.
And so who do you serve?
So, you know, we serve anyone who desires dignified care. So that's everyone from women who just desire medical care and social supportive services in a way that dignifies their dignity as a human person, to those who have found themselves in a situation where they're unexpectedly pregnant and just need someone to support and walk through it with them.
So someone comes to us who's pregnant, doesn't have any medical care. Is that the type of person we should send to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So 78% of the women that we serve are on Medicaid or self-pay, and nearly 45% of the folks that we serve have an income under or at $15,000 a year. And so that those statistics really just serve the point of we don't turn anyone away, and anyone who desires that dignified care, we are there for them.
So not to turn this into death by statistic, but how many people do you serve?
So
how many women do you see, you know, over the course of a year or whatever that might look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, so this year we have hit over 1,900 women that and visits that we've served in this over the course of our existence.
Between the two centers.
Between the two centers. So we have a clinic in Lafayette serving Boulder County, and we also have a clinic in Denver.
Well, before I get too far down the road, if somebody wants to contact you, how do they do it?
So they can visit our site, www.marisolhealth.com.
Okay. Well, I just want to get that out of the way. We'll repeat that again at the end.
Perfect.
But I didn't want to get too far down the road. So obviously, doesn't matter what faith you are, if you're in need of medical care, come, right?
Absolutely.
We'll try to help you.
Absolutely.
But we are faithful to the teachings of the Catholic Church, correct?
Yes. So we, like I said earlier, provide that comprehensive OBGYN care, with the exception of we don't provide or refer for abortions, sterilizations, or contraception. And us saying no to those things, we do offer fertility care and classes and a slew of other resources and services available for women and families in need.
So this just happens to be the 50th anniversary year of Humanae Vitae, and they talked about the dangers of contraception and all those things that it would lead to.
Right.
So it's good to know that there's a clinic that actually cares about the women,
right?
Cares about their health, cares about them and the dignity that they've been given by our Creator. And so I think people really need to know not only do you exist, but how to access it. Because there has been a large propaganda campaign out there. Somehow, some crazy people tend to think that by caring about the woman and treating them with that dignity isn't really women's health care. It boggles my mind. Has that affected the people that come to you? Are people not coming to you because of that false narrative?
Yeah, and I think we are there. I mean, our bodies were created good, period. And the services that we provide, whether it's, you know, the mentoring and the counseling and those sorts of things, or just those OB and GYN services, are at the service of our bodies and our dignity being created good. And so our hope is that in the midst of these claims that have been made, that we know who we are and we know that we desire to serve women and families with the dignity owed to them as women, and the dignity owed to them as men and the dignity inherent to them as families.
So claims, I would put the word false in front of them.
Absolutely.
Because it really is nothing but a propaganda campaign to try to get women to use contraception, and abort their babies. And if you don't agree with those two things, somehow there's a logic out there that, that it's not truly women's health care. We embrace the truth, the true teachings of Jesus Christ, and care about all people, men, women, the baby, everyone. And so to hear those kind of things go on out there, one, it seems to be an attack, but really it gives us an opportunity to be able to promote what we do and really clarify what we do. And everything Christ did was relational.
Absolutely.
So we develop a relationship. You're not just a client and a number that comes in. We care about you and we'll walk with you through the pregnancy and thereafter, depending on what the particular needs are. So the claim is that we're not real clinics, which we've proven to be false. So you drive up, you can either go to a blacked tarp death camp, or you can go to a home where there's an adoration chapel. It's just comfortable. You feel like you're walking into somebody's house. I've been there.
Right.
I guess people have to choose, but you know me, I'm like a dog on a bone. So when I get on this tangent, one of the things I do want to ask, or at least get your comment on, not only is this a great opportunity to talk about what we do, but also to show that pregnancy and fertility are not diseases.
Right.
Right? They're natural. Can you comment on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the gift of our clinics is that might be the first time, and God willing not, but the last time that someone is congratulated for being pregnant. And we really, when you walk into our clinics, our desire is for someone to feel welcomed and to feel like this is a space where they can rest and that it is a haven for them in the midst of that really scary situation. And so everything that we do, whether, like I said, it's the medical care, the supportive services care, speaks to that. But in response to your question directly, as I had mentioned earlier, we really believe that our bodies and who we are, we were created good. And so every service that we provide, our medical services, our supportive services, are at this to remind the women, to remind all of us, to remind the families that they were created good and that their bodies were created good. So whether that's us congratulating them once they see the ultrasound of their baby, or whether that's walking through these gynecological or obstetric issues that might arise, not as problems that need to be terminated, but as human beings that need to be cared for. And that is the baby, and that's also the mom. And we do everything. Pro-life means pro-woman, it means pro-baby, it means pro-family. And so everything we do is at that service of the dignity of all human beings involved and included in this situation.
Right. And so, I mean, there's, you know, a lot of good-hearted people out there. There's pregnancy centers where people can get an ultrasound and really get some good material. But this is really a full-service women's health clinic. And that service is provided by Bella's Women Natural Healthcare. Is that accurate?
Exactly. So it's a really innovative model when we had this really special partnership with Bella Natural Women's Care and Family Wellness. And they're licensed medical professionals, board certified with decades worth of experience. And they provide not only those pregnancy tests and labs and ultrasounds, but routine OB appointments and confirmation of pregnancy and comprehensive OB. And the whole prenatal care is made available through licensed medical professionals. And the really beautiful thing is that we can also continue to serve these women through the gynecological care that's offered and through the family care that's offered with in partnership with Bella Natural Women's Care.
And this really was a conscious choice, right? I mean, it's great to do those other things, but to be able to say, hey, not only can you come in and, oh, by the way, you are pregnant.
Right.
And here's your baby. It's not a blob of tissue. But we're going to walk with you, whether you're 6 weeks pregnant or 6 months pregnant or whatever it is, we're going to walk with you through the whole way and keep coming back because we have those services and we can get to know you and figure out how do we best serve you.
Right. And I think what a beautiful opportunity. And I really think it speaks to what you had mentioned earlier of just it being relational. You know, we care about you while you're pregnant, we care about you after you're pregnant, and we continue to care about you whether any issues come up or you're just wanting to stop by and update us on how you're doing or your family is doing. And so I think through that medical care that is offered with Bella and through the supportive services that we have as well, it's a really incredible and innovative way to walk with people throughout the course of their life and continue to provide them with the care that is owed to them with their dignity.
So you're listening to Respect Life Radio. Our guest is Sinit Seleski, who is the director of Marisol Health in Lafayette. And what we're talking about today is really, one, we want to educate those that are listening to know that this ministry is out there so that you can do a referral, whether you're in the grocery store, whether you're a church. I mean, wherever you are, if you see somebody in need, how do you refer them? And you mentioned, can you go just again, the website and the phone number?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is www.marisolhealth.com. We also have a general line that you can call at 303-731-6130, and that'll take you to either one of the clinics, and we would be happy to schedule an appointment. We also take walk-ins, and so if you just find yourself in a situation where you want to come in and receive this kind of dignified care, please feel free to walk into our clinics as well.
And you also have cards that have all this information on
Absolutely.
It. I think I annoyed you enough that you finally put the cards together. But those can be handed out as well. So if a parish wanted to have those cards in the vestibule or wherever they want to keep those, or for the priest or the front desk, they could contact you with the contact information you just gave, and we could make sure that we get them cards. Is
yes,
that correct?
So we have them for those who want to share them with other people. So whether you are in the confessional or you are in a grocery store or what have you, we're at community events all the time because we really want to make sure that people know that this kind of care is available to them. And so we have thousands of cards just ready to be given away.
And we want to make it easy so you don't even have to remember anything. Short
right.
of keeping the cards in your car
right.
or wherever you are, then you can just hand those out and provide that information. And then it's incumbent upon the individual to kind of follow through. But we will definitely accept those phone calls, meet with them, and really make sure that we understand who they are and what their needs are, correct?
Absolutely. We are here to care for you, so get in touch with us.
Can you give an example of a client that has walked in, and how did it go? This may help somebody to know what to expect when they call, but if you could give an example of a client, that would be great.
Absolutely. Very recently, we actually had a young woman about 20 years old who lived in the Lafayette area who took a couple pregnancy tests and found out that she was pregnant. So she had taken two pregnancy tests, and they both came up positive, and she was just beside herself. She didn't know what to do. She didn't know what this meant for her, what this meant for her family, what this meant for her life. And so one of her friends had actually heard about us and said, you should just walk in and give them a shot. And so she came into our clinic and just was kind of shaking.
Sure.
And so we had given her another pregnancy test. And
Third time's the charm.
Okay. And as you may imagine, it came up positive.
Shocking.
Shocking. Okay. And so our family development specialist, so our social worker and the nurse that was there, we're both able to kind of sit down with her and let her know the outcome of this pregnancy test. And she had just, become really emotional and said, I really wanted to go into nursing and my family is going to just be so disappointed by me. What do I do next? And was talking about abortion as an option just because she didn't, she had continued to say, I don't want my life to end at 20. And it was just such a beautiful opportunity for us to sit with her over a cup of tea and say that your life isn't over and that you can still be a nurse, and that no matter whether your family is with you or not, or your friends are, like, we are here for you, and we are here to not only give you that medical care but just walk with you in any way that you need. We are your village, we are your people. Mm-hmm. And she now is 6 months along and is receiving care from us still and is interested in mentoring and kind of being walked with more intentionally of what it will mean once she's a mom.
Right. So you health emphasize that life is a gift, not a curse,
right?
And something to be embraced. But, we live in a culture that teaches us and tells us other things. So you really are kind of the voice crying out in the wilderness to let people know that this is good. You mentioned it earlier, congratulations,
right?
Not condolences.
Right.
And so we need to be more involved in that. Do you see being in Lafayette close to college campus that's a need for our college students?
Absolutely. And, once school is in session, we have a lot of especially CU Boulder students that will come through for STD testing, for confirmation of pregnancies, all of those sorts of things. because they're at a vulnerable age and, you know, in a vulnerable time where life isn't necessarily seen or recognized as a gift. And so we have this incredible opportunity to remind them that their life is a gift and that the life of the person within them is a gift, and that we have a responsibility to not only reverence the way we were made, but also reverence those in relationship with us. And through an STD appointment, we have these really cool opportunities to get into healthy relationships and what that looks like, to get into their dignity and to get into what do you want your life to look like. And so I think CU Boulder especially, and we have different campuses that we work with, DU in the Denver clinic specifically, Auraria, all of those sorts of places where this is a really beautiful service that we can make available to them, and maybe the first time that they've heard that life is a gift and it's meant to be cherished, and your life isn't over if you're pregnant, or your life isn't over if you do have an STD, and we can walk with you through this and continue to not only provide you these resources and care, but just the love and respect that you are owed.
And you mentioned STDs. You know, we talked about this being the 50th anniversary of Humanae Vitae. In 1968, right, there were 5 sexually transmitted diseases. Today there's over 30. So all these things that were going to make our life better have actually made our life not only worse, but more dangerous.
Right.
And so you're seeing that. And just with all the testing, I mean, it's sad that the service needs to be available, but it's great that it is available. And it's great that you guys are in areas of need, whether it's down off of Quebec for the Denver location, or the one in Lafayette, which is close to college campus. Do you guys work with, like, the Sisters of Life or other groups that, you know, have a same goal in mind?
Absolutely. So we do work really closely with the Sisters of Life, and they're just such gifts to our diocese here in Denver. And it's, we're very mission aligned. And so, for them to be able, when they're in conversation with the women or the men that they see on these college campuses, and for them to have our information, so, I mean, they provide referrals to us a ton. We work with the Students for Life really closely as well, since they're these, I mean, talk about voices crying out in the wilderness.
Right.
They're these really beautiful presences on these college campuses, fighting for life and saying that this is worthwhile to live this way. And I think Pope Paul VI, I mean, we obviously know and we're seeing the effects of it today, but he was a prophet. And for us to really take his wisdom and heed it and live and kind of form our practices and the services that we have available to the teachings and the wisdom of the church, and to these issues that he had predicted, decades ago.
And unfortunately, they came true. It'd
right.
be nice had they not.
Right.
But not only have they come true, but other things have happened that make it even worse than what he had written about, if that's even possible. But unfortunately, that seems to be the case. So if someone's listening today and they know somebody's pregnant, or they want to get involved with Marisol Health, you gave the information on how to do it. What would you say to them?
So there are a few things I'd say to them. First of all, thank you for thinking of us. We have a list of, material needs, whether it's car seats or strollers, that we're always in need of. I think the biggest thing is obviously just their prayers for the mission, and their support of it. And so they're advocates in the community, whether it's in their families or with their friends or at their parish or at the grocery store or at a concert,
mm-hmm.
If they see someone or they were talking to someone and have had that relationship and they're like, man, I wish I could get them to somewhere where they would be treated with the dignity owed to them, to please think of us and to refer them to us. We also are in need of mentors. And so mentoring is a really beautiful volunteer opportunity for women currently. And we're actually kicking up a fatherhood mentoring program in the fall. But we men and women in the community will kind of be paired up with the women currently who are unexpectedly pregnant, and God willing, the significant others or the partners or husbands or what have you of those women who are unexpectedly pregnant, and just kind of providing that support. So walking through it with them and saying that, it's normal that you're feeling this way while you're pregnant, or it's normal that it's, really difficult to deal with a newborn baby or all those sorts of things, and just be that village that I had mentioned earlier. So we're in need of mentors all the time to just walk with these women and soon these men who find themselves in a really tough situation and feel alone and just need someone to support them.
But they're not, a mentor's not forced upon them, right? That's an option. Hey, by the way, we have
absolutely.
This. Do you find most people take advantage of that?
the women have been so interested and invested in it, and especially those, you know, they find out they're pregnant, they feel really alone, they're totally afraid of what's happening, and we make it available as an option to them if this is something that they're interested in, and you'd be surprised by how many women actually want to have a mentor walk through this with them.
Well, if you feel like you're alone, I can see where,
yeah,
you know, finding somebody that understands and can just be there as a sounding board or even just listening,
right,
would be very helpful. You guys have been around for several years. You've done a lot of great work. What is it that attracts the women to come to you? Is it that you care about them?
I hope so. Yeah. I really believe that we provide care that is compassionate and dignified, and that we are there every morning. We pray together as a team, and we continue to ask for the grace to love and serve these people the way Christ would, and the way that these women and these families deserve. And so, you know, our main goal and our priority is to provide this compassionate, dignified, qualified care to these women and families, and to remind them that this is a situation that, you know, may feel hopeless, but there's actually a lot of hope in it, because there's a possibility and promise of new life within it.
So, you know, you mentioned a 20-year-old, and, you know, a lot of times we think this is just for young people. Do you get older women with the same issues and concerns?
We do. So we see a lot of older women for fertility concerns. We see a lot of older women who are just looking for dignified care, where they can go to the doctor, they can meet with a counselor and not have to worry that their values will be compromised. And so we serve, you know, these teenagers and college students, but we serve women well into older age as well.
Okay, yeah, be careful. Right. You start listed ages there, you're going to get people
a little antsy.
It's all relative, I guess, in terms of age. Well, you know, it's a great ministry. It's a shame that, in one regard, that it's been under attack. But in reality, you know what? The truth resonates with people. And it sounds, you know, you guys share the truth of life, the truth of the dignity of the human person. And eventually, it's just going to resonate. People are going to get sick of the what the world says should be happening. And you mentioned, you know, everything we've been given, our bodies, our health, all that are good, right? It wasn't like just happenstance,
right,
that this kind of thing happened. Are people aware of what you're doing? How can they spread the word? And maybe it is the cards. Do you guys come out and do talks at parishes? How do you get the word out?
Yeah, we are happy and we'd be thrilled to, you know, go to your parishes or go to your churches and talk with you about what we do. We have a fabulous person who's dedicated to being in the community and just engaging the community and really sharing and spreading the word of Marisol Health. We're relatively new, and so a lot of the work right now is really just making sure that folks know that these services are available to them or to those who they feel like are in need.
Any plans of expansion? Are you guys good with the two facilities you have? I mean, is there, I'm sure there's a need, but is there a request to say, hey, we'd like to have you in Fort Collins, or we'd like to have you wherever.
Right. We have gotten a lot of visitors through our clinics because this model is not only so innovative, but it's meeting the needs that are out there of having this blended model of providing this really dignified, qualified, licensed care, medical care, with this marriage of the social supportive services. So we've had a lot of folks come through just wanting to see the way that we do our model here, and conversations have already begun of ways that we can spread it.
And not only just here in Colorado, but nationally,
nationally,
correct?
You've
had
absolutely.
People fly in to find out more about what we're doing.
Yeah, it's an incredible blessing.
Well,
that's the hope.
It is great work. I appreciate, you know, all that you're doing. And if you could, you know, we just have like a minute or so left. Again, just go through the contact information, how can people get a hold of you, that type of thing.
Great. So the telephone number that you can call is 303-731-6130. And please visit us at our website, www.marisolhealth.com. We also have a Facebook page, Marisol Health. And if you call that number, we will make sure to get in touch with you and connect you with the services that we have available for you.
And they are great services, and they do care about the dignity of the human person, and they do not treat fertility or pregnancy as a disease. It is a gift.
Absolutely.
Without those, none of us would be here, so this conversation would be moot. So to think that, you know, this is somehow not part of true women's healthcare boggles my mind, but a lot boggle my mind, and I probably need some counseling myself on that kind of thing. But the issue is, you know, we're here to help women. If you're pregnant, you have nowhere to go, you don't know what to do, contact you.
Right. Yeah, we provide the kind of care that women deserve. That's why we're here.
And women do deserve it. There's the dignity of women. Read Humani Vitae. It's the 50-year anniversary. Easy read. Pull it up online. But you can see the predictions and how they've come true, sadly. So, Sunit, I just appreciate you coming here. You know, it's not often I get directors here, so I feel very honored.
Thanks for having me.
All right. I'm sure a lot of people are unaware of Marisol Health, but after today, they're going to understand all the great things that you do, such as counseling, free ultrasound, full-service women's care, STD and STI testing for both men and women. Plus, you can also schedule a tour so that you can look at either facility, either in Denver or Lafayette. But just in case you didn't have a pencil earlier, the location on the web is marisolhealth.com. The phone number is 303-731-6130. These services are available to women in need, but also remember the STD and STI testing are for men and women. So we want to make sure that we're addressing the needs of our community. Sunit has, and Sarah, who runs the other location, have done a great job of welcoming people and educating them. But hopefully this radio program will give you more information and the ability to access these services. Have a blessed day and reach out to Marisol.